I'm very happy, very pleased. Every member of Donegal County Council supported a motion for John Downey's release. It'll be some comfort to John Downey's family, who are obviously going through a very difficult time, and for everybody that knows him. And I think it's a very positive message sent out today that Donegal County Council clearly supports the peace process, wants everybody involved to live up to their end of the Good Friday Agreement, Weston Park Agreement. And we've said quite clearly that John Downey should be released immediately.
And it goes against really assurances, or at least advice he'd received from the British government back in 2007, that he wasn't on the radar boat, so to speak. He had travelled to and from Britain and was on his way to a family holiday in Greece. Is there any indication at all as to why a flag was raised on this occasion and he was arrested?
No, there's a lot of question marks over why John could have been arrested. Nobody expected, nobody saw it coming at all. John's possession of a letter since 2007 saying that no British security force were investigating him. He's travelled to England a number of times to visit family. He actually travelled to Canada, which obviously would have got a background check to do that, and British government at that time would have said that no, they had no investigations on him or no warrant for his arrest. So it was very surprising and very alarming, and I would say it's very, very unhelpful for the peace process at this time to arrest that man.
You mentioned he was travelling with his wife and his young daughter when he was arrested. How has it affected them?
Obviously, the family would be very shocked and hurt by what had happened. John was travelling with his wife and his 10-year-old daughter. They're going on a family holiday at the time, something they were very, very much looking forward to. And obviously, the timing of it, there was no great time for it to happen, but that time was particularly cruel for the family.